These will go for a public consultation as and from today, and the views and submissions must be with the department by Friday the 10th of September. The backdrop to all of this is that while I was Minister of State in the Department of Transport, I saw very clearly that people with land along the N56 coming from Killybegs, right round all of the towns and back to into the mountain top, that they were deprived from getting planning for houses along this road because the regulation said that there would be no openings onto national roads. Now that the Department of Environment, the Department of Transport and the National Roads Authority have agreed on guidelines, they will now go for public consultation. And I'm confident that after that period, that the Minister for the Environment will sign off, possibly with some amendments, and at least the land will no longer be sterilised. Now, I fully appreciate that safety will come into consideration, but that's a consideration at all times in relation to any planning.
And Pat, these guidelines, they could provide opportunities now for developments to be undertaken on the N56?
There's no doubt about it. I know the N56 extremely well, as does many others, and there are areas there where there are no difficulties whatsoever in relation to sight lines, in relation to safety. So all of that will be taken into consideration, and at a time of recession, or indeed at any time, I think people should have a right to build where there are vision lines and where it does not cause problems for traffic.